reason he lost mana taking my study for the question. And see how it goes. Welcome everybody. Yeah, welcome to. I don't know anybody says anything under that Maria that you think we need to share. We do have our researchers in this for some time now with Lamano. He is complaining you are not making use of it. So he is there so that he can see him in person. There is Lamano at the back. He is a researcher attached to this committee from the committee section. Anything that you need to put research on education issues, he is hungry to assist. So otherwise he's being taken by other committees because the committee members, since they are well empowered, they don't need any
research. Thank you. How's personal
work with him? Oh, no, well, man, there he is. He has a look at some time. So he's eating to assist in whatever form. We are going to start with SACWA. I think there's an assignment that we take that also, followed by CHE, and lastly by Umalusi. Umalusi will be having one has to do with this one that was in, and the second one has to do with their access to services to do their project. Shall I head over now, therefore, to SACWA?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I don't know if the system is working.
Maybe it needs drug pressure. Sometimes they
Kindly Chairperson, thank you for Solar Committee for the opportunity to present the strategic plan and budget for 2007. 2008. The 50-minute time allocation is a bit tight, but I will try and skim through, and we have circulated to every member a copy of the presentation, and hopefully that can serve to speed things along. The objectives of the National Qualifications Framework as enshrined in the Act, this is the only part of the NQF that's undisputed in South Africa. Everybody, every constituency, and in the ongoing review that has lasted now 6 years, this has been uncontested. And that's always a good starting point, that you have some anchor in the ground that everybody agrees with. But like everything else, God is the principle and all the devils are in the details. And we'll pick that up a bit later. So the issues of a single integrated national framework, the issues of access, quality, redress and development, those have been nationally agreed, and there's a lot of legitimacy for this. The SACWA's vision is, of course, a world-class national qualification framework for South Africa, and for the Portfolio Committee information, Europe has now launched their their European qualification framework. So what we're seeing around the world is some 52 countries that now have some form of national qualification framework, and it's nice to know that South Africa is conceptually at least at the cutting edge of these developments worldwide. Our mission is to ensure the development and implementation of a national qualifications framework that contributes to the full development of each learner and the socioeconomic development of the nation at large. To do this, we have an executive office with 7 directorates, and these are the 3 main ones: standard setting, quality assurance, then the National Learner Records Database. These are our 3 deliverables, and then we have an I&IT a human resource and a finance and administration, and then a communications and research directorate. So that is support directorate to the three main deliverables. The objectives of our strategic plan for 2007 to 2010 is to take the lead and partner major stakeholders to ensure systemic coordination, coherence, and resource alignment to the benefit of learners in the support of national imperatives, including the HRD strategy, the National Skills Development Strategy, and the ASGISA GIPSA initiative. Now, I think the issue about coordination, especially in terms of implementation, I don't need to stress that, because a lot of the problems of delivery is directly related to the issues of coordination, and I will pick that up a bit later again in my presentation. We want to support targeted education, training, and development communities to become effective leaders in NQF best practices through providing client-focused information services in the implementation of the NQF. Just to give you a kind of a flavor for this, the FET colleges, the 50 FET colleges, is a major initiative of government in terms of the recapitalization and the renewal of that particular resource. And we have run a program called the National Qualification Framework Support Link to support the lecturers, the principals, as well as the council on how to understand the issues of quality in that particular sector. We want to continue to provide leadership and professional expertise to ensure that the high quality, nationally relevant, and internationally comparable human standards, unit standards, and qualifications are registered. I think it's very important that the TACWA Act requires that the qualifications that we register are internationally comparable. And I'm pleased to report that all the qualifications that we have registered on the National Qualification Framework are internationally comparable. And we can take a lot of comfort from that. In terms of the review process, they talk about TACWA as an apex organization. We want to provide leadership to deepen, broaden, and strengthen NQF implementation with a strong focus on effective partnerships and informed decision-making based on quality research. I'll pick this issue up again when we talk about our National Learner Equipped Database. We want to continue to provide leadership and professional expertise to systemic monitoring, evaluation, reporting, and reviewing of education and training for continuous quality improvement. To date, we have quality audited all 51 education and training quality assurance bodies, and we know exactly where the strengths and the weaknesses are of the system. And if there's anybody in South Africa that is still in doubt that we will not push the quality agenda in South Africa, they need to just look at the good work, for example, that the CHE has done in the evaluation both of the MBA and the teacher training qualifications. And then if you look at the bodies that were de-accredited, then you can see that the quality evaluation and monitoring is starting to bite. So there's no place for poor quality and fly-by-night providers, and that's an ongoing issue. The National Learner Records Database is increasingly being recognized as a national source of information on human resource development in policy, infrastructure, and planning. GIPSA has just conducted a overview of the available databases to in fact be a national resource, and our National Learner Records Database comes out head by a long way above all other databases, because it's a comprehensive database, it's stable, it's working, and it can take 30 million individual learner records. So that's quite an achievement, and we have an ongoing work in that area. we have to advise and inform policymakers on all matters relating to the NCF. We want to make the recommendations regarding remedial and development work through conducting and commissioning research on national imperatives, NCF impact, legislation and policy development and implementation to ensure that the South African education training system is able to meet the objectives of the NQF. We continue to conduct strategic advocacy for the NQF, and we represent South Africa on international qualifications framework fora and support the development and qualifications framework initiatives, especially in the study countries and in support of NEPAD. We hosted 2 weeks ago the study technical committee on accreditation and certification, and we continue to play an important role in helping the fellow members of SADC in their development of their national qualification framework. We continue to do the evaluation of foreign qualifications, and this is an area in South Africa where we used to get